Well,
are you there?
Yep.
All right. So that's what it sounds like. It seems like that's what the issue is. All right. So, let's figure this out because I want it to come through my headphones.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's coming through my headphones.
Yes.
Hi. That's pretty good. All right. So let's start off this way. What is a day in the life of a Hatch Valley High School graduate? What do you got going on today?
I'm going to a meeting at 12, and then around 5, I have the robing ceremony.
And what is the robing ceremony?
It's when the two graduates robe their child, and then...
They rub their child?
They robe their child in their gown.
Oh, robe them. Okay. So it's not a rubbing ceremony?
No.
Okay. It's good to know. All right. So what else do you have?
That's it for today.
That's it. So what do you feel about graduation?
I feel a little bit nervous and excited.
What makes you nervous?
Probably going out into the real world.
So have you been in the fake world this whole time?
Seems like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, what does an 18-year-old consider the real world?
Like, moving out getting a job and paying for your car and phone and getting groceries and all that stuff, all those responsibilities.
So, is that something that you didn't do before? Like, you don't work, right? You just attended school?
Yeah.
Okay. And with moving out, like, do you feel like you have to move out, or is that something that your parents think would be a good idea for you to move out, or that's something that you want to do just because of the fact that now you're out of school and you feel like you need to do that on your own?
It's mostly my parents, because they see that there's nothing here for us, and that too.
Okay.
It's like expanding our horizons.
Okay, cool. So just kind of broaden your either responsibilities or just anything like that, like having you be part of society and do your own stuff, right? Yeah. Be responsible for things that you want to have.
Yeah.
Your car, payment, your insurance, all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So how about working? Are you going to go to work? Are you going to go straight to college? What are your plans on that?
Yeah, I'm going to work during the summer and then just focus on my photography, I guess.
Photography? Yeah. Cool. So what are you shooting with now? Like, how are you capturing everything?
With the Canon T6i.
That's a Rebel, right?
Yep.
Cool. And are you doing any editing with it? Are you doing video? Like, what types of other things do you do with it?
I'm doing photo and video.
Cool. And how do you edit all that stuff?
I use Lightroom and Adobe Premiere.
Gotcha. So Adobe Premiere you're using for your videos. Lightroom you're using for your photos, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. What else you got going on?
That's it, honestly.
Any new upcoming trips maybe that you'll be taking here in the future?
Yeah.
What do you got? Tell me about that.
One is at South Carolina for a bit in the summer.
Cool.
Excited for that again.
Right on. This will be your second time. No, your third time here, right?
Second? Yeah.
Third. I believe you came for a summer, and then you came for that bad event, and then you came, you'll be here for the third time. Is that right?
I think so.
That worked. So how did you like being out here in South Carolina?
I liked it. It was something different, and people were really nice over there.
Yeah?
I mean, the encounters that I have, they were really nice. I don't know about someone who's living there for quite a while.
Yeah. So, now, exciting. Now, you mentioned exciting earlier about graduation. Uh-huh. You mentioned the nervous part of it. Now, what excites you about graduation?
It's a big, for every, I think every child who graduates and for every parent, because it's an end to something great, but then it's a start to something more beautiful.
Sure. So, with your photography, like, what are your plans with that? Like, what types of things are you planning on doing with it? Once you do something, I know you mentioned work. Are you going to try to use that as work? Are you going to try to work and just kind of fund the photography? Like, what are your plans with your photos?
I wanted to work and then do it on the side. Because, I mean, like right now, I mean, I don't think I could really, like, get to it, like, right now. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
So basically, like, you know, being a photographer, it's not an easy task, right? Because you're showing the world how you see it, basically.
Yeah.
And not everybody sees the same world that you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like living in your own mind, I guess. And when you capture something, that doesn't always mean that that's for everybody to see. Like, it's how you see the world, and that's how you interpreted it through the lens, I guess. And not everybody buys that. And what I mean by buy it, I don't mean like monetarily. I think I mean it more of like, you know, it's your style of photography isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Yeah. So I know that I've had to deal with that. So I just found basically like a niche of what worked for me. Sports photography.
Mm-hmm.
I feel is my strong point. And then I got into the drone stuff.
Yeah.
Drone stuff is more of an outlet for me because I'm able to see things from a different vantage point than what other people see on a daily basis. I think that's what the drone angles for me kind of show everybody. Is like, yeah, you live here and you pass by this building all the time, or you pass by this church, but have you seen it from the sky?
Yeah.
Maybe from an airplane or a helicopter, but like, have you seen it up and close? And the structure, the architecture of what went into this like hundreds of years ago,
yeah,
is the type of stuff that I do. But I'm in the same boat too. I think that with the stuff that I do, a lot of people here don't have it because, or they're not buying what I'm selling because of the fact that I have a different, style to it. So being from New Mexico and living here in South Carolina, I think that the style is completely different. So marrying those two things up together kind of adds my own style, which I'm able to, you know, do differently. Taking a picture of a sunset in New Mexico is different than taking it over here because we don't have, I mean, the colors are just different.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just different. So, but I think that within time, I mean, you're always going to be able to find something, that you'll be able to do. I know when I first started my photography business, I just jumped right into it. You know, it was one of those things that I thought that, I think I just faced the challenge like head on is basically what I did. And I think doing that, I mean, my situation is a little bit different. I was on the verge of being unemployed. Mm-hmm. I was a husband. I was a father of two. So I think the need for me to have to do it was there. Because I needed to pay bills.
Yeah.
And it was very successful for me doing it at that time. So, I mean, it all works. I mean, anybody with a camera these days just always feels like they're able to create their own business or, you know, do something great. And that doesn't stop. I mean, that's the whole reason why they sell these things. A lot of people aren't going to studios anymore. They're not taking studio photos. They want an outdoor setting. They want types of things like that. And I think that's something that a photographer brings to the world is being, you know, you can be mobile.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're able to be mobile and shoot whatever favorite scene they have in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that, you know, what you're doing is a good thing. You know, I appreciate the thing of you picking up a camera and being able to show the world, you know, what you, how you see things and the style that you bring. So that's always a good thing to do. This is something that I always struggle with when either I'm shooting or I'm designing or I'm just creating a video is like, do you ever get to the point where you feel that you want to try to do something new, but yet you're like, the reason I want to do something new is because, you know, it's not out there. Course,
yeah.
It's like, man, that's already been done. Do you feel like sometimes, like when you go to create something, like it's like, man, it's already been done?
Yeah,
yeah.
Many times.
Yeah, I always get that same thing too. So it's easy to create, but it's hard to be creative, I think.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't know. So part of me changing up some style was, you know, I do sports photos for the high school.
Mm-hmm.
During their games. And so I went and I did some graduation shots the other day downtown. Those came out really good. Like I think I told the girl that was shooting, I said, have you ever done something so great that you didn't realize how great it was? And then when you look at it, it's like, holy shit. Like I did that. Like, that's how I felt that day. Like, I didn't realize that I had that level of photography. I'm usually shooting action shots or, you know, I capture something like that. Do you ever feel like that where you look at the camera and it's like, wow, like I made that. Like, you see it, but I made this.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
There's this one shot where it was sunset, and then there was a tree, and then like there's like a tree in the middle and then like a couple of trees behind it. And then when I took it, I was like, oh my god, this is insane. Like the sky looked like a wave, and then on the bottom where the sun was, it was really red. I was like, holy crap, Like, I was amazed because I never shot like that in my, anything like that in my life.
Yeah, and I think it's like, you know, timing, you know. And I mean, most importantly, I mean, it all begins with, you know, getting up out of the house and going out and doing stuff like that. And I think that, you know, a lot of great things happen, like when you have, when you take the initiative to go out and do something. Now this happens to me a lot. Have you ever taken a shot and you're like, oh my God, like I cannot wait till I get home. Like that, I captured everything, like everything's perfect. And then, you know, like with me, I always rush home and I always dump my photos, you know, as fast as I can. And then you look at that one image and it's like out of focus, very blurry, just a lot of horrible things, but it looks good on your camera screen. Yeah. Has that ever happened?
Yeah, the other day, me and my cousins went to go take pictures, and then we went to Percha. There was the sun hitting the water, and then I was like, oh, like this looks really good on the camera. Let me take the picture. And then when I took the picture, it looked really cool. But then I got home to edit, and I was like, "What the hell? This does not look like the picture." So I tried to edit it, and I was like, "Okay, this is not gonna work. It looks cool, but
yeah,
it's not."
Yeah, there's times where the photo, you know, it's, you look at it, and it's like, okay, that could be manageable, and then it just ends up looking like crap. After. So you end up losing that photo. But yeah, I've been there many a times. And I think a lot of it has to do with me, you know, taking the action shots, and all of a sudden it doesn't look good at all. But yeah, I've been there. So what types of, you know, like I'm a big drone person, you know, I fly and create that way. What new things have you been doing with your drone? Like tell us what kind of drone that you've got.
I have the DJI Spark, and I haven't been using it. Okay, so this was like a couple months ago. Like the app wasn't connecting to my phone, so I was like, oh shit. So I couldn't really do anything. I just connected it and reconnected it. I reset it, and like I got it working. Last week. So I was happy about that, but I haven't flown it because I was going to fly it like the other day, but it was really windy. And I didn't want to risk it crashing. But I'll go back into that again.
So when you come to South Carolina, are you going to be bringing that with you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Yeah, that'd be cool to get some flying in and things like that, and being able to add to, add the things you can do now, or, you know, I know it's everywhere I go, I try to take my drone. So whether I go back to New Mexico to visit, I take it there, or anywhere I travel. Of course, I always travel by vehicle.
Yeah.
But everywhere I go, I'm always taking it just to like capture things, and it just kind of adds to it. So, I mean, I have a lot of video that I've taken that, I mean, I don't even touch. I mean, it's just video I take, come home, dump it, save it, say I'm going to do it, and put something together, and I just don't. But
yeah.
The majority of the stuff that you see, like on the YouTube is the stuff that I create and put time into.
It's really good stuff. You're really good with that drone.
Appreciate it. I try. And I mean, again, it's a lot of it has to do with, like, that's where I find my therapy. Like I find, you know, just to go up and fly it and sit down and create. Throw some headphones on and just kind of escape from anything around me and just kind of, you know, focus all my attention to that. I mean, there's even times where either I'll sit down and draw, and I'll put in, I don't know, a good couple of hours into like this one thing, and then at the end of it, I'm like deleting it. And I just think to myself, like, all right, did I waste 2 hours, or did I just, you know, what did I do with those 2 hours? But yeah, that saves. iPads save a lot of time, being able to do that. So how do you feel that your mom is holding up with you graduating, and, you know, her oldest son is, you know, soon to venture out to the world?
I think she's pretty excited.
Yeah.
We had a slideshow on Friday.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm not going to cry during it. And she didn't cry. And she's like, watch, whenever Saturday comes, I'm going to cry. But she's excited. She's probably nervous. But
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big step. It's a big step, you know. It's one of those things that we strive as parents to like make sure that our kids do, you know, the right thing, and you know, we only want them to succeed. We never want them to fall, right?
Yeah.
So we always try to make sure that, you know, they're going down that route. I mean, nowadays it seems like, you know, what's the right route to go down? You know,
right.
It's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people are homeschooled, don't go to school. They just feel, or they go to a traditional school or your private schools. They just do stuff like that. And I think that, each individual is different, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody has, you know, a parent might think like a kid may know what's best for them, or they, you know, they think that they know what's best for them opposed to what the parent thinks.
Yeah.
But I think we just live in a world of tradition. You know, there's a story about this, this lady. You know, it's in current, you know, present time, and they're having Thanksgiving. And before she puts the turkey in the oven, she chops off the sides and she puts the turkey in the oven. Mm-hmm. And the husband is like, you know, I really don't get why you do that. It's like, well, it's tradition. I mean, we've always done it. Like, my mom does it, her mom did it, and her mom did it. So, I mean, it's tradition on how they make the turkey.
Yeah.
So then the mom comes. So the mother-in-law or the mom comes over, and, you know, she says, you know, like, you know, he was asking, like, why we cut the ends off the turkey. And he's like, oh, well, it's a tradition, you know, that's what we've always done. We always cut the ends off the turkey and we put in the oven. You know, your grandma did that. So then grandma shows up to Thanksgiving and they ask her, you know, like, why do we cut the ends off the turkey? She's like, oh, well, you know, it's something we've always done. And the reason that we cut the ends off the turkey is because our stoves back in the day were so small, the turkey didn't fit. So we had to cut the ends off.
Oh, wow.
So basically it's one of those things where everybody has tradition. They don't know why it is. They don't know where it came from. You know, it's just what people do. It's, you know, they have no idea. They have no idea why they're doing it, you know. Blessing yourself when you pass by a Catholic church. You know, kneeling before you get into a pew. Just a bunch of different things that tradition has. And I think that, I think being Hispanic, I think we have a lot of tradition. A lot of the times we don't know where it came from. A lot of the times it's just one of those things that we do.
That's true.
So, but all right, man, we're at 25 minutes. How did you feel the podcast went?
I feel it went good. My first time doing it, but it went pretty good.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. So it's, I'm not too big of an interviewer.
That's pretty good.
You do pretty good. I think it's, yeah, I think it's something that I could probably do on a pretty regular basis type thing.
Yeah, sure.
Interview different people. I think this was kind of cool because I'm in South Carolina and you're in New Mexico. So being able to do that was pretty cool. Shout out to the Anchor app, I guess, for making that possible.
Yeah.
Sure, there's other apps out there that are just as good and stuff, but yeah, I think that when you come down, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. A
lot of pretty green out here again, so yeah. As always, over by the water, just being able to bring out your camera and things like that is pretty cool. You know, again, you always, I think nowadays with cell phones and stuff like that, you know, I've had to carry around, you know, my camera bag, you know, my lenses, all this, mm-hmm. You know, all this equipment and stuff. And now I think nowadays with the cell phones, you know, stepping up their game, it's kind of reduced me having to do that. Now, if I go anywhere, I mean, even taking my drone is pretty a lot easier than taking my camera equipment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to shoot video, I have a gimbal, which is the DJI Osmo Mobile, the first version. I take that, I shoot video with my phone. I take my drone out. It's just a lot easier to carry around. And even if I don't take a gimbal, I mean, I can shoot from my phone, so that's pretty good quality.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Technology, man, it's
awesome.
It's awesome. Is this the part where we say jinx and we hug and kiss?
Yeah. Well, it already passed, so I don't think we can do it anymore.
Oh yeah. I think there's a statutory. Oh, that's not statutory. There's a statute of limitations. Not statutory. I was thinking about statutory rape. That's a different podcast. So yeah. Are you gonna be taking a lot of pictures throughout the weekend?
Yeah, now that, like, yeah, I am. I'm going to step my crap up.
Yeah. So what do you think that needs to be stepped up? Like, before we wrap this up, like, what do you think?
I think
you'll be, like, what are you lacking, basically? Like, when you look at the stuff, like, what do you think that, oh, I could really help out on that, or I could really bump that up?
I think I'm lacking, like depth in my pictures, you know, like I'm not like, say like I take a picture of myself and it's just me and then like a landscape. So like, I feel like it's like plain, you know, and like, I don't have that much like detail in my photos. So I want to step that up. Or even like editing too. Like, I want to get better at that and just try different styles and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, like, one of the things I was thinking about the other day is there's a couple of people, like, I follow on Instagram. And, like, when they take the photo, it's got, you know, they'll show, like, a before and after. And you see, like, one setting. And then, like, at the end, it's a completely different set. I mean, they're not they're knocking out the background and cleaning it up, but they're not really like putting a car and shooting it in the forest and then putting it in like a city background. I'm not saying that, but like when you look at the photo, it's like, okay, that's a basic photo.
Yeah.
And then when they're done with it, now here's the thing about it is, you know, cause I do similar type things. And I think that when I shoot, I would rather do less in post-production than I would during the actual thing. So, I know that every time you can't take a picture and like someone walk by and, but the subject that you take a picture of looks really good. So you got to go crop them out and, you know, delete them out of the background and stuff like that. Those are pretty basic type things to do and, you know, to add to the photo. But yeah. I'm talking about, you know, are you a great photographer or are you a better editor is one of the things that I kind of always think of, you know, because I mean, if you took the shot, then you took the shot. I mean, it's going to be a good shot.
Yeah.
So editing, I mean, anybody can drop a background out and, you know, put them somewhere or shoot up on a green screen, things like that. I think more the aim that I try to do is I try to capture the picture the first time.
Yeah.
Just so when I do go to look at it in Lightroom, I pull it up and I look at it and it's like, man, I don't even need to edit this. You know, maybe a hair strand, you know, is in her face or whatever. And I can pull that out, but I try to do less. I think I probably filter more of my Instagram photos that are shot with my phone than I do with my camera.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to give a different look. And I don't know. I don't know why I do that. But cool. All right, man. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks for being part of this podcast. I don't know if I'm going to upload it and publish it or what the hell I'm going to do with it. But it's a good, always, it's always good to get the record of people talking, I guess.
Yeah.
but all right, man. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Enjoy your day. Thanks for taking the time with me.
Of course.
And hopefully we'll do some more of these together and just pick different topics, man.
For sure.
All right. For sure, bro. Okay. Well, I love you, man.
I love you too.
So, congratulations on your new event in your life, man. It's going to be pretty good.
Thank you.
So, we're pulling for you. Do great things and don't do stupid shit.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Cool. All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye. Bye.